Today, I have a treat for you. We're diving into a case study as I learn from Jen about a campaign for Michigan Achievement Scholarship. We'll hear about how the project came to be, the solutions they proposed, and how they created award-winning work for their client, and ours, Michigan College Access Network.
The Speakeasy Podcast, real talk about leadership and sanity in the creative industry. I'm Karen Steffel.
And I'm Jen Estel. Managing creativity in business, we probably have an opinion on that.
No prohibitions.
Clearly, we have cocktails.
Yay! Welcome, Jen. Welcome.
Thanks, Karen.
To your home at the podcast mic desk.
These are sort of fun because the question and answer of this is different than our normal conversations in some ways.
Different than our normal format. But we'll see. We'll walk through this one. What are you drinking?
Oh my goodness. This is called the French 95. And I am a big fan of a French 75. Mm-hmm. This one is 95 because it's using bourbon.
Yeah. It's bourbon, lemon juice, some cane sugar syrup, and some dry champagne.
That, like, of course. Yes. Yes, absolutely. Highly recommend.
So I think just to give people, if they're like, bourbon and champagne, not sure. So the bourbon and the cane sugar syrup give it almost like a honey undertone, and then add some dry champagne on top of that, and you're in a good spot.
You're in business. My goodness.
All right. So here's what I know.
Okay.
From working with you on this project, although certainly we just helped, you know, add some assets to the pile of the campaign. So I really want to get into the strategy and the creative behind it and that process of how you got where you got. So what I'll explain really quick before I start asking you questions is that the Michigan Achievement Scholarship was designed to help recent graduates from high schools in Michigan get funds for continuing education. So it's a little different than any other funds that have been offered in the past because it opened the door for a wider group of people to receive funds than correct, more narrowly and restricted scholarships in the past.
Correct.
So why don't you remind us how, and it still exists. It's got two more years, yes?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it's interesting because the state of Michigan made this move to get scholarship funds into the hands of more people. And like 80% of Michigan kids are eligible for this, and it's not really merit-based. It's not, doesn't have a lot of the hoops that you would think with certain scholarships. Pretty much you just have to fill out the FAFSA, which if people understand that, great. If not, we can go to Google. But it was very attainable and put college money in the hands of all kinds of students who could use it, which is super great.
And it wasn't just 4-year, it was 2-year, it was trade certificates.
Right.
Right.
Right. So it's a really great mechanism. And the catch though was what I would say, the cadence of state funding and the cadence of marketing for a school year maybe didn't align quite as well as they could have.
Right.
So the state didn't have as much spin and turnaround time to maybe spin up a big campaign that they might have needed. Mm-hmm. That's where enter Michigan College Access Network, who doesn't normally talk directly to students and families. They normally talk to their network, which is more like the principals and the counselors, et cetera. But they realized it was very important to get this word out to high school students and their families. And so our client sort of went and drummed up fundraising to put a campaign together.
Yeah.
So it was a audacious, somewhat goal for them to do, mm-hmm. and pretty amazing. And the timeline was crazy on it.
Remind me, how long was that timeline?
It was actually ridiculously tight when you think about developing a whole campaign. And it was right around the holidays. And there's the ticking clock of FAFSA application mm-hmm. window closing. So we knew we had to get out in front of people in enough time for families to fill out their FAFSA so that they would be able to get this scholarship. And so that all needed to happen after the decisions for the scholarship to go and after the fundraising that the client did. So our goals for, yes, this is a go, and then we need to be in market, had to happen in just a couple of months, which is pretty fast in campaign time.
Right. Absolutely. And so just as a reminder to our audience who may or may not know what 60 by 30 means, can you explain that? Because that was kind of the goal, which is how we backed out who our capture audience was, right? Right.
So the state of Michigan's goal is 60% of Michigan residents have a college education by the year 2030. And if you're doing the math, this was in 2023. So we're running down the clock. And we also knew, well, the client knew that the first year or two of the Michigan Achievement Scholarship had to be successful in order for funding to continue, right? Because we could always change our mind about where we put our tax dollars. Mm-hmm. And so coming out strong would be very important. And making sure that as many students as possible knew what was happening so that we can get our numbers high on kids who are able to access the scholarship fund. It was a high test. We have this great opportunity. There's a great pile of money for students in Michigan. We have to get the word out. How are we going to do that? So that's where Redhead worked with Michigan College Access Network to build a campaign to do just that and sort of enhance the campaign work that the state was able to do on their end mm-hmm. and do some wraparound things to help get into everybody's consciousness, if that makes sense.
Yes. And so just to kind of frame what Redhead's objective was, you know, give me that kind of single sentence. What did you go to your team with? What did MCAN task you with?
I think the answer to that is in some ways twofold. MCAN tasked us with helping get the word out as fast as we possibly can to students across Michigan, number one. But number two, and this is where good campaign creative can come into play, one of our tasks was to talk to students in a way they understand and hit the buttons that need to be hit. And the challenge with the scholarship is the perception that people have of who a scholarship is for.
Right.
And the perception that people have for who college is for.
Yes.
And so we had to talk to some students who might think, my grades aren't that great. I'm never getting into college, or college isn't for me.
Or nobody in my family's ever been.
Nobody's ever been. I don't see what kind of job I might get. It might be too expensive. So there's all those hurdles. And some of those hurdles sort of revolve around believing that this is for you. You deserve it. You can. You will be successful. There are people there to help you. And so a little bit of that is combating misperceptions about what college is. It's not always 4 years at a university. It could mm-hmm. be 2 years at your community college or some post-secondary training in your field. There are a lot of choices when it comes to what college looks like. And combating, which is sort of the more poignant part, perceptions of children and families that they're not able or shouldn't deserve or
right.
any of that. And letting them know, this is good for you and you can have it and you deserve to have it. And here's how you can get it.
Yeah.
And so sort of a two-prong approach in doing that. And that's a tricky bit of messaging to get right.
It is. And then the messaging also, before we get into exactly what tactics you went through and what the strategy was, but also the thing that you found out was that if you start slicing away, like, you know, the people who know they're probably going to a four-year university, the people who know they're probably doing community college then to university. But if you start slicing away those layers and start identifying those folks who are not likely to go to college or don't think it's for them, or who have not been in their family, not being been receiving messages that it is a possibility,
right.
We realized, or you learned, that there's a language barrier that certainly a subset of Michigan students are receiving.
Yeah. Are you speaking of the language barrier of actual language barriers?
Yes.
Yeah. And that's one of the things we're really proud of with this campaign. We were able to do quite a bit of translation into a number of different languages. There are a few things that I think I'm proud of with this campaign. The amount of translation we could do for, I think Spanish and Arabic were big on there, but there were some other translations we did as well mm-hmm. to really get to audiences who might not be able to access that message in English. And the data on the website shows that that worked, which was really nice. And the data on ads and click-through rates and all of that showed a 100% excellent click-through rates in some particular communities, which is really, really important and great.
Yep.
And so that was really nice. It was such a silly thing. We were able to put an informative but fun brochure in the hands of every single high school senior in Michigan that had some translation into Arabic and some translation into Spanish. That's pretty cool. That's a lot of people touched.
And even though this campaign was intended to talk directly to students, you know, those brochures end up on kitchen tables, right? Mm-hmm. And so when a parent sees that, then it's talking to them as well, yeah?
Yes, because you do have a language change between the high school generation and the parent generation about whether English is their second language or their comfort level there. So being able to talk to parents in that way is important too. And then the other thing that's interesting about this particular scholarship and just college going in general, we know psychologically, even if you don't have all the money you need for college, knowing you have some changes your emotions about your ability to go do it.
The starting line is further down.
Yeah. And so just knowing you've got a little bit in the bank and a little bit of traction makes you believe you can do it. So we just had to let people know, hey, this is there for you and it can get you started, and help them believe that they can. And thing that we all know about college access, people with a bachelor's degree make more than $1 million more than people that don't have a college degree mm-hmm. over the course of their lifetime. It can generationally change your ability to fare well in the society.
Yeah.
And so while people sometimes think college is not for them, it really does help people lead a better life long term.
Absolutely.
The data shows. So being able to help with a campaign like that, it's a lot of fun.
No, and it's beautiful. So let's dig into kind of what did you do?
Yeah. Well, first we called our friends who make video. No, I'm just kidding. Really first, you know, our client had to go to funders and find a pile of money and trust that they would do something new. And I think the client, you know, they did such an excellent job of saying, this is a need that we see. We need to turn around fast. Here's our plan. So we helped them build that deck, of course, and go do that fundraising and put together what that might look like. Right. We did some really careful thinking about messaging and campaign concept to take all that psychology of it and the positioning of it and hitting the sweet spot of what students you really needed to talk to into play.
Right.
And so there was a lot of work on sort of psychology and language and getting it right. And then, you know, you build the plan, of course. Well, we're going to put a physical piece in the hands of everybody. We're going to put posters here. We're going to put OTT there. We're going to have billboards here. We did a video that's doing this thing. So there's that plan building and the budgeting of where you're going to place all your budgets. Mm-hmm. And this is where Karen and I have talked about this. I think we've talked about this in the podcast. If not, we're about to. You always need an extra zero at the end of your budget. It's just, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we're running and running to try to figure out how to maximize a client's budget. And, you know, they had a good budget, but there are always limitations.
Sure. Especially with that many deliverables.
Right. And especially with a target market that is pervasive, and you're talking about getting into highly dense urban areas and very sparse rural areas, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, and not only do you have all those deliverables, but then you have to iterate them in different language.
Right. Mm-hmm. So there's all these little moving parts. And so I can't stress enough how important sort of account direction and campaign planning and media planning is in that moment, to understand, twist all the dials and understand that your buys are hitting your goals, staying affordable, getting everything where it needs to be,
yep,
et cetera. So that is a cumbersome piece of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, we were up against ridiculous deadlines trying to get out in the marketplace before FAFSA deadlines closed, mm-hmm. even though there were some extensions. Still, you need to get there and give people time to make the decision and do the work. So we were doing all this in a hurry.
Yeah.
Which maybe all campaigns are in a hurry. However.
No, this was like speedy, speedy.
This was speedy, speedy.
Yeah. This wasn't just ASAP. This is
zoom,
yesterday.
Zoom. Yeah. So I've been rambling. What was the question?
So you've mentioned the success of the multilingual element, but talk to me about outcomes.
Mm.
'Cause it's not done.
Oh, no. And it's funny, you know, the state has been able to sort of get their bearings. They're on a roll with the Michigan Achievement Scholarship for year two. So we're not playing a role in year two, of course, although MCAN, through all their grassroots efforts, is.
Mm-hmm.
But website's still up. Getmymoney.org is where all of that exists and people can go see it. So that's still there. It's still getting traction.
And that's my, with the MI, which a lot of Michigan.
Yeah.
We use that a lot.
Yeah. We use that a lot. I don't know what other states do, but, and,
unless you're Maine,
right.
Get me money.
but again, we saw really good pickup for Arabic language translations. We saw a good pickup for Spanish language translations. We saw individual districts that had great increases in their FAFSA completion rates, that kind of thing. Those things all worked out, which was really quite nice. Mm-hmm. We saw better than average click-through rates on most of the digital media. So that was exciting. And being able to put up billboards is one of those great mediums where it hits your target market, but it also hits a lot of wraparound targets. Mm-hmm. So when you're placing, you know, TV or radio or digital, you're really hyper-focused. Mm-hmm. And the funny thing about being hyper-focused is if you're talking to 16, 17, 18-year-olds, the bosses, the legislators, the parents, the school counselors, et cetera, might not always be seeing as much as the students are.
Right.
And so it's a weird one of those, sometimes your efficacy is invisible to you. And you have to understand the data and you have to follow it and see how your click-through rates and everything are going, because you, as the person who placed the ad, might never see the ad, right?
Because
you're not the target market. And
but outdoor is different.
Yeah, outdoor is a little bit different. It allows you to have that, okay, yeah, we did that. That thing is happening. I feel good about that. And when it's on a drive path and you're seeing it again and again, because repetition is so clearly important.
Right, absolutely. So what's next for this campaign?
Well, I don't know. Hopefully we're going to get to the 60 by 30 and then we'll get to 70 by 35 or whatever the new goal will be.
Right.
MCAN's a great client. You've worked with them for quite some time. Mm-hmm. We have too. Of course, we believe in that mission. There will always be a something next. But I think this particular campaign was built in a moment in time to solve for that moment in time while other things could spin up to do things long term.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
It's a really, really smart campaign. And if you have the notion to go to getmimoney.org, you'll see what a fun and vibrant campaign, and you'll understand, you know, why teens would click through.
Sure.
And I think it's just a really, really good example of how even on a tight deadline, you can still be smart and strategic and execute well.
Thank you. And I think it's an example, too, of this is an organization that usually doesn't do end user marketing, mm-hmm. right? They work through outreach in different directions, and we've done lots of marketing type work with them that isn't advertising right. to that end user. And so it was a big leap of faith for the organization to talk to channels and to target markets that they don't usually talk to. And so that they didn't have a lot of experience with that, and knowing.
Nor did they already have a base audience.
Right. So really you're going from zero to go almost immediately. Mm-hmm. So there's the message to me there is you know who you are and who your normal channels are generally, but every once in a while, your organization will do something or come up against a challenge in which you would need to think outside the box. Mm-hmm. And that's a cliche term, but it's so very true.
Yeah.
And for me, this was an example of an organization being willing to think outside the box, being very brave about it, being exceptionally innovative about funding it, and being exceptionally like snappy at getting it done in a timely fashion.
Yeah.
So I think the moral of the story really is sometimes to hit your goal as an organization, you shouldn't do what you've always done. You might have to do something that's outside of your comfort zone or outside of your normal behaviors. And that is doable if you find a partner who can help you get through that.
Absolutely. I think the moral of the story is exactly that. That's really well said and well done.
Thanks.
Yeah.
And then the other moral of the story, of course, is it really helps when you're on a tight deadline if you have a great network of other talented creatives around you so that when you need a video, you can call your friend and say, help. It's a tight deadline.
Thank you. But also other partners like, you know, translation services.
Oh, yeah.
And,
fantastic.
And we had to, in our multilingual versions, it wasn't just subtitled. It was in the voice of people, of young people who speak that language natively.
Yes.
So that it was authentic as possible. So it really sounded like it was coming from the community because it was. But looking for a professional voice talent who is a teenager and also speaks Arabic as their native language, that was a challenge. So here's another example of something that is your usual path, but done differently is a nice surprise, is the French 95.
Oh my goodness, yeah. Sometimes you gotta shake it up a little bit and make something that's great into something that's excellent. So there we are.
Good on everybody.
Do any of your nonprofit and advocacy clients come to you with tight budgets?
Oh, they sure do, which can make achieving their goals a little challenging.
That is not to say that there aren't creative and cost-effective ways to achieve goals, even with limited resources.
But in general, we are saying that nonprofits and advocacy organizations are approaching their marketing budgets through a scarcity mindset.
Your budget is probably not big enough, and that's what we're talking about next time.
See you then.